And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Friday morning. Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason scheduled to join us here in just a couple of minutes. And Joe, Derek Mason doing a really cool thing called the Feed Our Heroes campaign, which essentially is just helping businesses out, feeding caregivers and first responders. It's really cool to see coaches and athletes and all these different people, as we're going through the situation with the coronavirus, kind of do their best to help out and spread awareness and do their part that way.
Yeah, and you know, we'll ask Derek about that. I love that it kind of hits two things. You know, obviously our restaurants are hurting. You know, people can't gather in restaurants. You know, any chance you get to get takeout or delivery from a local restaurant helps that. And then, you know, to purchase that for the people on the front lines of this and to also benefit them, I think it's a brilliant idea to kind of do both things. So, kudos to him for doing that. And a lot of people out there doing good things trying to help in this time. I mean, I've been really, as tough as this is, especially, you know, the fatalities and the tragedy of all this, I mean, it has been heartening to see how many people have stepped up and tried to help people.
Absolutely. We have Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, joining us now here on Morning Drive. Derek, thanks so much for taking the time to come on with us here today. We hope you and the family are doing well during this time.
We are. Joe and Robbie, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So what's this time been like for you in terms of, we were just talking about the Feed Our Heroes Challenge, which is just a great initiative that you put out there. Where did this idea come from, and kind of what have you seen the response that it's been like so far?
Well, me and my wife were, you know, sitting down watching the news, and, you know, obviously, I mean, you're getting a lot of information, but just to see, you know, man, what our caregivers, our doctors, you know, our first responders are really having to deal with, and what they're going through, the stress and anxiety of it, and just looking and talking about, you know, what's happening with some of our go-to restaurants. I mean, we've got places that we had, you know, gone to, and some of those places have had to shut down. And we were like, you know, what can we do? So the idea was just born out of, you know, looking at, you know, man, what can we do? Everybody can do something. And so just talked about feeding first responders, frontline people, medical doctors, you know, caregivers, and being able to help these local restaurants, you know, as best we can. But the response has been tremendous. Again, talk to some coaches across the country. I talked with David Shaw out west, Dino Babers up at Syracuse, you know, man, shot something to Dabo. And, you know, man, these guys think it's a great idea. Everybody's community is different. Everybody's getting hit differently. But this it started as a Vanderbilt challenge. Talking with my AD, you know, Dr. Lee, and then, you know, talking to some of our coaches, whether it was Stack or Stephanie or Jeff McDonald or even Tim Corbin, and they were on, and I just wanted to put a broader challenge out there to college coaches across the country. Man, let's be about, you know, doing something, and that really, you know, helps right now. I know we're helping our student athletes as best we can, you know, because that's the population that we serve for the most part, but there's more out there. And so just putting the challenge out there and just trying to get some awareness about it is what we've tried to do, and hopefully, man, we're trying to make a difference.
Yeah, it's really cool, and again, I like how, you know, again, I mean, these restaurants are hurting so much right now, obviously, as are so many businesses, but also, you know, yes, you're hitting that side, and we're also, you know, talking about the first responders and the people on the front lines, helping them. You mentioned go-to restaurants, Derek, so give us a few places that are your favorites, and maybe a few dishes that are your go-tos around Nashville.
You know what? There's so many. This is a foodie town. So, you know, Nashville's got great food. For me, I mean, if you're talking barbecue, I mean, I'm going to stop in the, you know, Martin's Barbecue, or go over to, you know, Etley's Barbecue off of 12 South and grab some barbecue. I mean, I looked at Taqueria del Sol and where they're at right now, and they're currently, you know, I mean, out. But Slim and Huskies, if you're looking for a slice of pizza, I mean, and there's so many, you know, great pizza places, but these are places, man, that are independent, just looking at, you know, I mean, how we can sort of grab something. But, you know, Adele's is a place that I go to, I mean, that's a go-to move every once in a while, you know, for me and my wife. as well as getting to the Southern. So we eat at a lot of places, and there are a lot of good restaurants. With all these coaches, you know, been jumping on, especially you know on our staff, we're gonna try to you know touch as many restaurants as we can. So and we're gonna bring something to bring a meal to hopefully some of these you know first responders or you know medical staff personnel, and hopefully we can put a smile on their face. At least that's what we've heard so far. So let's keep them smiling as they keep working.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line with us. And Derek, obviously all of us have been affected by the coronavirus situation in some way, and there are some really serious medical situations going on out there that obviously are top of mind for everyone and are most important in this discussion. But, you know, the college football spring schedule also being affected during this. What are some of the challenges like of not having a normal spring schedule and trying to remain in constant communication with your team?
Well, we've tried to remedy, you know, where we sit by just knowing that our guys are okay. So, you know, safety, health and welfare for student athletes is really important. Most of our student population is residential, so most of our kids are back home. But it's different for every one of those guys. Our student athletes all have different living situations. Most are doing okay. Some are still trying to figure out exactly how to study if you don't have Wi-Fi, so we're looking to get Wi-Fi and try to take care of that certain segment of the student population. I mean, that's a little different, but you know what? The Zoom meetings have been fantastic. Our ability to have platforms nowadays that can allow us to virtually speak to our athletes, it's been helpful from the mental health side of what they're going through to just being able to give them words of encouragement and talk ball. I mean, those things are things that they miss. They're getting back to some semblance of routine with online school, but the Zoom meetings have made it, almost, tolerable for our student athletes to be able to go through this and figure out where they can get help from right now.
Obviously, Derek, everybody's, when it comes to just the football aspect of this, spring football and everything, everybody's basically in the same situation. I guess some people got a little more in than others. But for you with new coordinators, is that an extra challenge? I mean, just because I assume there would have been, I guess, maybe more install and terminology stuff this spring than in other springs?
Yeah. Only getting four practices in was a bit of a challenge. But I tell you what, it allowed, our coordinators both Todd Fitch and Ted Roof to do. It allowed them to evaluate our players, okay, to see, in four practices, you were able to see, okay, where guys are, our strengths, what can we build around. And now, as we're going back, with our 2 hours a week of virtual meetings, they're having a chance to, address the film a little bit, talk about, strengths, address the weaknesses, but also talk about where we need to go. And a lot of what we're doing now is more situational football. So, what are we doing at the end of the half? How are we going to defend the end of the half? What are we going to do in a two-minute drill? Just talking offensively and defensively, along with special teams, to try to create football IQ, because that's the greater part of what you can do right now. Just talk about those situations and try to get your guys to understand, okay, man, how would we react? Let's go through these scenarios. And that part's been outstanding, for us. And these guys are continuing to get better. So we can only do so much, but the things that we are doing, I think we're getting better at.
Derek, Joe and I have discussed, and obviously the NFL draft taking place on April 23rd as originally scheduled. We've discussed kind of Keyshawn Vaughn and his NFL future. And I think selfishly we will both really like to see him here in Nashville as a complimentary piece to Derrick Henry. But regardless of where Keyshawn Vaughn ends up, what are NFL teams going to get if they make the decision to draft him this month?
Keyshawn Vaughn is a warrior. He's a locker room, guy who's all about team. And people in Nashville have seen this young man grow up. You understand what he is. I mean, he's an exciting football player. He's a college graduate. He understands how to play the game, and he's really unselfish, when it comes to what his role will be. If you want him to be a first, second, or third down back, then he'll do it. He'll stand up in protection. If you want to put him in the return game, then he'll do that as well. For him, I think his best football is in front of him because he just has so much more to give. He wants to be challenged at that level. Any challenge that you put to him, then he's gonna be able to meet. And when you watch his game, he got better. You know, when things got harder here at Vanderbilt and he had to run against 8 and 9 man boxes, that's exactly what he did. So his game is going to translate to the next level very easily. And I've had more than my fair share of teams reach out and talk about where he sits right now.
Well, I've got to ask you about, of course, Jared Pinkney and Kalijah Lipscomb too, Derek. Obviously, two guys. I think both of them also are going to have a chance to do some things on Sundays. What do you think about them in the NFL, and what kind of a reaction have you had about them?
I think it's more of the same. The great thing about these guys in a shortened time where you don't have a pro day, they go back to your tape. And the one thing about these two guys, speaking about Jared Pinkney and Kalijah Lipscomb, these guys have, 4 years of tape. Jared redshirted his freshman year after he broke his collarbone in game one, but played, in 4 straight years. And Kalijah came in and played as a true freshman. So, when you talk about body of work, these guys got body of work. 2019 was definitely not what they wanted, but, both of these guys had things that they needed to work on. Jared came back and worked on, his ability to be an inline blocker. I mean, we saw in 2018 how he was able to go get the football. That's not a problem. But being able to block was one of the questions that NFL teams had about him. And I think as those teams have called, I talked to the Houston Texans the other day. I talked to their tight ends coach, and he wanted to dig deep. We dug deep, and he came out of that conversation saying, okay, that's what I wanted to know. I talked to Kansas City Chiefs. I talked to Eric Bieniemy, and their running backs coach, offensive coordinator, and Eric wanted to know about Kalijah. And after our conversation, he said, that's exactly what I need to know. He called me back after he talked to Kalijah, and he said, Mace, he's exactly what you say he is. So I think I'm honest. I'm transparent. These guys have put together a body of work, and now what they got to do is just wait for the draft. Somebody's got to love you.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Derek, I think I could speak for the entire city when we just say thank you for what you're doing with the Feed Our Heroes Challenge. It's a great initiative that you and your wife have come up with, and best of luck to you and your family as we all try to get through this crisis together.
John, Robbie, you take care of yourselves. Enjoy your weekend and be safe.
Absolutely. Thanks, Derek, for joining us. We appreciate it. Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason has been our guest here on Morning Drive. When we come back, the Houston Astros suspensions that have been dealt out in 2020, could that be canceled? Could those be fulfilled without a game being played at all? We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.